The weekend blessed us with a lot of content. Sometimes it doesn't, and Monday's going to be the hardest show of the week to prep for. But yesterday we had topics aplenty, and I actually deleted some as the day went on. I was like, oh, wait, that's a better one to talk about. Joe Biden's border has wreaked havoc on women with these murderous, rapist criminals just walking right on into America. Whether it's bringing pounds upon pounds upon pounds of fentanyl in. Did you know that they had a fentanyl bust in Rankin County last week? Now, I know it's faux pas to kick the Rankin County Sheriff's Department while they're down, but we ain't about that life here. We're gonna call a spade a spade. Kudos to John, Tony, and Voodoo. They got enough fentanyl off the street to have killed all of Rankin County, possibly the entire state of Mississippi, in one bust. But that's Joe Biden's border that's doing that. That's Joe Biden's wide-open border bringing in these people who would have a better life in an American prison than Venezuela or whatever hellhole they decided to come up here from. Well, one guy, very entrepreneurial individual, decided that he would convert one of these Ford Transit-looking vans. It may not be a Ford. I'm just trying to paint the picture so y'all understand. It probably was a Dodge. One of these Transit vans, he decided to turn it into a mobile. If you got kids in the car, you probably want to change the channel real quick, turn it down, tell them to put their hands over their ears. It's going to be a little graphic conversation here. I'm going to give you a 5-second run-up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He turned his vehicle into a mobile rape dungeon on wheels. Of course, it belonged to an illegal. They found children's toys inside of it with condoms and ropes. This monster, who's in our country illegally, would lock women in here and rape them. It's absolutely horrifying. Here's the news story telling you all about it. And this is just in California. Now, look, I mean, California, you know, you F around, you find out. This is what happens. I'm sure they'll probably give him a key to the damn city here soon. But here's the news story from Fox 11 in Pomona, California.
First exclusive look inside what investigators call a, quote, rape dungeon on wheels.
Oh, my God.
Described as rigged for rape. Condoms, ropes, bungees, children's toys, multiple cell phones and hard drives, and the mattress, worn, stained, disgusting.
I can say in almost a 20-year career, this is the most disturbing scene I've ever been in. Now, all of that evidence has, of course, been processed. Everything that's in here is what's left.
Investigators say the man they call a serial rapist would lock women inside this mobile cage, locked in from the outside, behind this metal partition with no escape, except for by their scream that they describe as blood-curdling. Detectives say that scream likely saved a 26-year-old woman's life. 40-year-old Eduardo Sarabia is now locked behind a similar metal cage on suicide watch. He was arraigned on Wednesday, formally charged with 2 felony counts of sexual assault for forcible rape of 2 women this week alone. But based on this setup, detectives believe there are many more yet to come forward. LA County Sheriff's deputies say the man lived inside this 2015 Ford Transit van where he would offer females a ride, say he was camping up in the San Gabriel Mountains, and then take them to a dark, scary, remote location in the Angeles National Forest with no chance of a cell signal. It's up Highway 39 in Azusa Canyon at mile marker 21 in a pitch-black dirt turnout. And inside this, quote, rape dungeon, investigators say that's where Sarabia would rape and molest them. Unfortunately, this looks like it's only the beginning of what's to come. So many more.
So they've put out a bunch of, they put out a big bulletin, APB type situation, asking for more women to come forward. But that's Joe Biden. So next time this liberal media in Mississippi, whether it be the Mississippi Free Press, the mainstream TV outlets, any of these nut jobs on Twitter, your purple-haired barista coworkers, anytime they call you a bigot or a racist, because you have the audacity to think the border should be closed. And, hey, can we at least just check your damn ID before you come into our country? Next time they call you any of that, verbally pimp slap them and then show them this. You call them the bigot. You call them the racist. Say, nuh-uh, I'm rubber, you're glue. What bounces off me sticks on you. How about this? Kapow! I bet you have a rape ban, don't you? Let's take a call. Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, you're on the air.
Ooh, you're not on the air. You're not on the air. Let's do this. Let's take a break. We ran over there. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We will be right back on WYAB.